Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here in the U.S., new cases of hepatitis C have drastically decreased since peaking in the 1980s. Still, the blood-borne disease, which primarily attacks and destroys the liver, is the leading cause of liver transplants in the U.S. and now kills more Americans annually than AIDS. Andrew Pollack covers biotechnology for the New York Times, where we found his article, Hepatitis C, A Silent Killer Meets Its Match. We spoke with him last week about a new series of treatments about to enter the market that could effectively wipe out Hep C. One of those drugs, manufactured by Johnson & Johnson, was approved by the FDA for sale over the weekend. I asked Andrew how widespread Hep C is, given that we don't really hear much about the virus.
Well, it has been called a silent epidemic. There are an estimated 3 to 4 million people in America who have this infection. There are some estimates that are even higher, and perhaps 150 million or more around the world.
So what does it do? How does it manifest?
Well, it does damage the liver, but it can take quite a long time, decades in some cases, before any symptoms or damage would be noticed. So many people with a chronic hepatitis C infection can go through their whole lives and never know it. And it's estimated now that more than half of the Americans who have such an infection do not know it.
Mm. What have the treatment options been so far, and how effective are they?
Up until about 2 years ago, the main treatment was a combination of two drugs, a weekly injection of a drug called interferon, which sort of boosts your immune system, and daily pills called ribavirin. Together, they would cure about half of all cases, but they caused some fairly severe side effects, flu-like symptoms, anemia, depression, not in everyone, but in quite a large portion of people who took these drugs, and you need to take them for 6 months to a year generally.
In your reporting, you write about a Florida doctor who underwent a new form of treatment. What is it, and how is it different than those used in the past?
The newer drugs are now coming are pills, so they're oral, and they directly attack the virus. They inhibit the proteins and enzymes that the virus needs to work. So these drugs are more effective than the older ones, curing perhaps 80 to 100% in some cases of people in tests. And the treatment duration can go down to 12 weeks and maybe even 8 weeks. So, if this works, we'll be, 8 to 12 weeks of some pills compared to 6 months to a year of some injections. In many ways, they're very analogous to the drugs that are now used to control HIV. And as you know, HIV can now be, it's not cured, but it can be kept in check for years and years by using a combination of these so-called, direct-acting antiviral drugs. And these types of drugs are now coming to the market.
And of course, when they started treating HIV with these antiretrovirals, it was expensive, access was difficult, there may have been side effects. How about with this new treatment for Hep C? How much money? How easy to get it?
There have been two that were approved 2 years ago, but the ones that people are most excited about have yet to get to market. So we don't know how much they're going to cost, but estimates could be that, a course of treatment will be anywhere from $60,000 to more than $100,000. Mm. But access could be a problem. I mean, many of the people who have hepatitis C got it by injecting illicit drugs, sharing needles, sometimes decades ago, but sometimes now. And some of these people do not have great access to health care. Also, of course, these prices would not be tenable for treating people in developing countries. And the infrastructure that we now have for HIV to get HIV drugs to developing countries cheaply does not exist now for hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm. There's been some criticism that the availability of these new drugs will encourage those people who you mentioned earlier may have Hep C but never had any liver problems to take them. What's the real danger there?
Well, right now, as we say, most people who have hepatitis C infection do not know they have it. Both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and another advisory group called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force have recommended now that all baby boomers, people born from 1945 to 1965, roughly, all of them be offered a test to see if they're infected. If that happens, many of these silent cases will be detected and people will be urged to get treatment. That could be good because it could prevent, you know, progression to more serious liver disease. But in that group, there are inevitably going to be people who probably would have lived the rest of their lives and never known they had hepatitis C, never suffered any damage. So some people might be treated unnecessarily, but we don't know who those will be. And for the population as a whole, treating a lot of people will probably result in a net decrease in deaths from liver problems and liver cancer.
Andrew Pollack covers the biotechnology business for the New York Times. Thank you for your time today, Andrew.
You're quite welcome.
Now, you can read Andrew's article, Hepatitis C, Silent Killer Meets Its Match. You'll find a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org.